question the other combination. And really, I want to understand what the perspective you are really taking here. And question that, do for.
Well, you know, my brother, it goes beyond June 4th. If you talk as a youth, and that's what I'm praying that will happen, the principles of June 4th make sense to any normal person. It is their hatred for Rawlins that blinds them to the value system that says that everybody must be accountable for their actions. And those people who are in public office, who misuse public funds, should be brought to book. Common sense. Anybody who does not believe in those principles themselves should be investigated, because it means that you do not serve the interests of the people that you've been elected to take care of. Whatever happened in 79 has brought about a situation where President Rawlins has carried this flame, this torch, this flag of reminding people of the need to uphold the virtues and values of June 4th. There are problems, though. And the problems for me is that there is a need for a crossover. I said it last year in June 3rd, and I'm mentioning it again. That crossover applies to not only the MPP, NDC, but also the MPP. It applies not only to June 4th, but to President Mills and to the government today, which is the nub of the problem that you have in Ghana. If you go back to 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, the nation at large enjoined with the struggle. Even those who today claim they were not part of it were involved in removing cocoa from the bushes, were involved in bringing about change and the vetting and probing situation for better world. That poor people like me and my family and my background to ensure that there was better governance and better accountability in the system took place. I was saying to His Excellency yesterday that at the age of 30, 31, there was nobody ahead of you to pull you back. Today there is, with 58% of the population under 24, 57.7 under the age of 24, 70% of the population under the age of 30. There needs to be that crossover which says, as a movement, as a country, as a people, that we have moved from that age into the 21st century of cyber technology, of renewed and different opportunities for people. Let's stop talking about education, health. Let's take it as constants. Those are things that should be done. We should adapt our education system to the modernity of the 21st century and Ghana. We should understand that we're a singular nation operating in a global environment, but we are a multicultural society, that therefore we need to tailor ourselves to make sure that things work. We should take that. But the crossover in terms of social democracy must be one which says that, hey, you see an opportunity for yourselves to build personal and communal capacity. And I think this is what is missing, because if you take young people today, they tend to not only be more focused, but they tend to be global. So therefore, you may be from the north, you may be from Volta, you may be from... But you don't actually care. You see, the older people, they first ask you, who is your father from, which village? So you want to find, and you then put people into boxes. This is the time for the crossover, because the youth today can have a disagreement and still be a friend. They can get involved in vivid arguments, as I see you do with people. Take them on, don't back down, be controversial, because you know you provoke a reaction. And 2 weeks later, you're still having another debate with other people who have said, oh, we know your kind. The challenge is to reinvent yourself for the next battle. But nobody's sending somebody to beat you at your house. So the youth today are changed. They are global beings, like youth in Europe and America in the Far East. There's no difference. They are cyber skills. They are free thinking. And they are positive. And I think that the NDC and June 4th need to make that crossover in recognizing that first and foremost, and therefore bringing an acceptance of the word of capitalism and money into the field of social democracy. Because at some point in time, you need to work. And the country at large is not providing the opportunity for young people to get up and be able to work. And that's why I say you need that crossover. is different from saying, well, the MPP are capitalists. They have shown that in an unfettered fashion, people can make money, can take state property, actually do not care. They actually do not care about anybody else. They are accountable to themselves and to nobody else. The issue of social democracy is dealing with society at large, ensuring that money that is taken out is put back in, that people are accountable for the excesses. You can grow together. It doesn't have to be one person with so much money and taking things that your future children have no access to. I mean, there's a great article that was sent to me by a gentleman, Kwabena Nkrumah, on the gold mining industries, you see what I'm saying, which showed that young people have pulled together documents showing the amount of losses and the amount of money that have been taken and made by these mining institutions. That crossover that empowers you to take control of your destiny and earn money in doing so is what is needed.
I see. So it's not like trying to compromise on the principles of UFO.
No.
But trying to be real.
Absolutely. And you see, President Rawlings for me has already shown it. If you take it that 79, 81, 82, the government of the day was led by a lot of young Marxists, you know, people from the university who had studied the theory of life and believed that Marxism was the way forward. Yet when it is that we entered into the 2 years of deadly drought and we found that we could not rely on our previous partners to assist us through this crisis, he had no qualms in taking them into the World Bank. So there's a pragmatism about it. And I'm a pragmatic person. So I don't see that there is any conflict whatsoever, unless it is that the principles of accountability and probity, the issues of justice, are something that are only for people who do not have money. There are so many wealthy people in this world who are social democrats. The Labour Party in England has been funded by some of the richest people that you can imagine in the history of England. You see, so there is no conflict. Richard Branson, who has launched Virgin today, is investing in Africa in areas of corporate social responsibility. And not because it's just corporate social responsibility, because he believes. You've got Bill Gates, who's giving out hundreds of millions and has only geared a small amount of his funds to ensure that those monies that come from his funds